All right, ready to dive in. Today we're tackling vegetarian lasagna.
lasagna.
But hold on, this isn't your average run-of-the-mill lasagna.
Yeah.
We found this recipe on Goods From Heaven Store. It's, that health and wellness website. And their recipe has six veggies and two fruits.
Whoa, six veggies and two fruits. That's a lot of produce. I'm interested to see how they all work together.
Right. So they've got zucchini,
Okay.
eggplant, spinach, peppers, carrots, onions. It's like a whole garden.
It's like a rainbow on your plate. And you know what's great about that? Each vegetable brings something unique to the table, nutritionally speaking.
Yeah, it's not just about checking off the veggie box.
Exactly.
So zucchini, with all that water, it's going to make things light and help with, digestion.
Yeah, and don't forget the antioxidants in eggplant, and spinach, of course, is packed with iron.
And then you've got peppers with all that vitamin C, carrots for eye health, and onions, which I hear can even boost your immune system.
That's right. And it's that variety that really makes this dish shine. You're getting a whole spectrum of nutrients, not just a single benefit.
Okay, but here's where things get really interesting.
Ew.
The fruit. They add avocado and tomato to the lasagna.
Yeah.
I mean, I love both, but in lasagna, I'm intrigued, but also a little skeptical.
I get it. It's definitely not traditional, but think about it. Avocado adds a creamy richness with its healthy fats.
Okay.
And tomato, it's like a chameleon. It adds a little sweetness, a little tang, and of course, lycopene.
Lycopene. Now, there's a word I hear a lot but don't fully understand. It's good for us, right?
Absolutely. It's a powerful antioxidant, and studies have linked it to a bunch of health benefits like heart health and protection against certain cancers.
So we're not just getting flavor from the tomato, we're getting extra benefits too.
You got it. It's like a bonus.
Okay, you've convinced me on the fruit front. But what really stood out to me in the article was the way they prep each vegetable. It's
Now.
not just chopping everything up. They have a specific technique for each one.
And that's so important. Those techniques aren't just for looks. They're about maximizing flavor and keeping those nutrients intact.
I see.
Like they steam the zucchini to keep it nice and crisp, and they salt the eggplant,
Right.
which is a classic way to remove bitterness.
So there's real thought behind it all.
Absolutely. They're really respecting each ingredient and bringing out its best qualities. And get this, they even caramelized the pineapple.
Wait, pineapple? Did I miss something? Pineapple and lasagna.
You read that right. And it's
Yeah.
not just thrown in there, they caramelize it, which intensifies the sweetness, but also creates those really complex flavors through the Maillard reaction.
Okay, hold up. Maillard reaction. You've got to explain that one.
Basically, it's a chemical reaction between amino acids and sugars when you apply heat, and it creates hundreds of new flavor compounds.
So that's what makes things taste all browned and delicious.
You got it. Think of the crust of bread or a perfectly seared steak. That's the Maillard reaction.
Wow, I never knew that.
And in this lasagna, it takes that pineapple sweetness to a whole new level.
Okay, my mind's blown. What about the pear? Where does that fit in?
The pear adds a delicate sweetness and a subtle floral aroma.
Okay.
And the recipe stresses slicing it thinly and adding a squeeze of lemon juice.
Yeah, I noticed that level of detail. Why do they do that?
Well, those thin slices ensure the pear cooks evenly
Right.
and melds into the lasagna. And the lemon juice, it prevents browning, but it also adds a little zingling.
So it's like a flavor puzzle where every piece has a purpose.
Exactly.
And that layering process they describe,
Yeah.
it's almost hypnotic. It's like building an edible tower.
And that careful layering isn't just for show.
No.
It's what ensures even cooking. Imagine serving this lasagna in individual stacks,
Ooh.
maybe with a little sprig of fresh basil on top.
Beautiful.
Talk about impressive.
Okay, my stomach is officially rumbling.
Yeah.
Let's talk baking because the article has some key tips to make sure this lasagna is cooked perfectly.
Well, first you gotta preheat the oven, of course. They also recommend covering the lasagna with foil initially to lock in the moisture, and then uncovering it towards the end to get that beautiful golden crust.
And a quick blast under the broiler for extra crispiness.
Exactly.
I love that trick. But before we get totally lost in lasagna baking fantasies, what are we serving with this masterpiece? They mentioned focaccia bread, which sounds dangerous.
Dangerous in the best possible way. You need something to soak up all that delicious sauce. They also suggest a light green salad for a refreshing contrast
Okay.
and a grain salad to add some extra protein and fiber. It's all about balance.
I love that they've thought of everything. Okay, so we've covered the ingredients, the techniques, the side dishes.
Yeah.
But let's zoom out for a second. This lasagna isn't just delicious. It's got some serious health and environmental benefits too, right?
Absolutely. It's a win-win on so many levels. Let's dig into why this vegetarian lasagna is not only a treat for your taste buds, but also a responsible choice for your health and the planet.
Okay, so we know this lasagna is packed with flavor and good stuff. But let's really dig into those health and environmental benefits. Because it's not just about eating our veggies.
Right. There's a bigger picture here.
So first off, no meat.
Exactly. And by skipping the meat, you're automatically cutting down on saturated fat, which, as we know, can be a real troublemaker when it comes to heart health.
Yeah. Heart health, that's a big one.
Yeah.
But what about the rest of our bodies? Does going veggie for lasagna really make that much of a difference?
Oh, absolutely. Remember all those veggies and fruits we talked about?
Yeah.
They're not just there for decoration. They're bringing a whole army of vitamins, minerals, and fiber to the party.
Okay.
All that good stuff is key for maintaining a healthy weight, boosting energy levels, and keeping your immune system strong.
It's like healthy comfort food. I'm starting to see why Goods from Heaven store is so into this recipe.
Exactly. And we can't forget about the environmental side of things. The article mentioned it, but it's re-emphasizing.
Mm-hmm.
Raising livestock for meat, it takes a lot of resources.
Yeah.
Lots of water, land, and feed.
And don't forget about those methane emissions. Livestock is a big contributor to greenhouse gases.
Right. And by choosing a vegetarian option like this lasagna,
okay,
you're essentially shrinking your carbon footprint and supporting a more sustainable way of eating.
It's amazing how one dish can have such a big impact.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every bite is a vote for a healthier planet.
I love that. And that's what makes this lasagna so special. Mm. It shows you can have a delicious and satisfying meal.
Yeah.
That's good for you and good for the environment.
Okay, I'm totally on board with all the benefits.
Yeah.
But I gotta admit, the whole fruit and lasagna thing still has me a little confused. I get the why, but the how is still kind of fuzzy.
The million-dollar question. And honestly, the article is a little vague on the details. They talk about caramelizing the pineapple and slicing the pear thinly.
Yeah.
But exactly how those pieces are incorporated, well, they leave that up to the imagination.
So it's like a culinary choose-your-own-adventure.
Maybe. It could be fun to experiment, right?
Okay, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe scatter the fruit throughout the layers.
Mm-hmm.
Or have a whole layer dedicated to fruit for a burst of sweetness.
Exactly. You become the lasagna artist, playing with flavors and textures.
But before I go off dreaming about fruity lasagna layers, can we go back to the prep instructions for a sec?
Sure.
They mentioned salting the eggplant to remove bitterness. I've heard of that, but
uh-huh.
I never really understood why it works.
So salting eggplant, it's a common way to get rid of excess moisture and bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
Eggplant has these compounds called polyphenols, and they can make it taste a bit bitter.
Okay.
When you salt it, you're basically drawing out those bitter compounds along with the water.
It's like a detox for the eggplant.
You could say that. And they recommend salting the sliced eggplant for about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Then rinsing and patting it dry before adding it to the lasagna.
So it's a whole process.
It is. And those little details, they really make a difference.
They do. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes this lasagna stand out. So understanding the why behind the how and using that knowledge to create a really special dish.
Well said.
This has been an eye-opening deep dive into the world of vegetarian lasagna. I'm feeling inspired to get creative in the kitchen.
That's the spirit. And speaking of creativity, as we wrap up this episode, I want to leave you with a thought that goes beyond this specific recipe.
So we've explored this amazing vegetarian lasagna recipe, learned about the science behind the ingredients, and even talked about how our food choices can have a bigger impact.
It's been quite a journey. And as we wrap things up, I want to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
Think about all the amazing vegetables and fruits out there.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that are in season right now where you live.
It's a good point. We tend to get stuck in our routines.
Right. We use the same ingredients over and over.
So what if we use this lasagna as a starting point?
Exactly. Like a foundation.
Instead of pineapple, maybe there's a local farm with fresh peaches.
Ooh, peaches.
That would add a delicious sweetness.
Or you could swap out the spinach for some seasonal greens.
I love that. It's like taking the best parts of this recipe, the balance of flavors, the attention to detail, the whole nutritional powerhouse concept,
mm-hmm.
and using them to create something totally new and unique.
Exactly. Embrace that culinary creativity.
Yeah.
Let those seasonal ingredients be your guide.
You might even discover some new flavor combinations that you absolutely love.
That's the exciting part.
It's all about exploration and discovery in the kitchen.
And with this recipe as a base, the possibilities are endless.
Absolutely. So go out there and create your own vegetarian masterpiece.
And don't forget to tell us all about it. We want to hear about your unique twists on this veggie-packed, fruit-infused lasagna.
This deep dive has been a delicious adventure. Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, happy cooking.